A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 11th, 2019. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
We would also want to take this opportunity to welcome our radio to TV viewers, those who are on Facebook. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the worsening economic and political crisis in Zimbabwe and the possible way forward.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-6040 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Harare's ongoing labor unrest, fuel and medicine shortages, and the possibility of a drought this year could force the government to overrun its budget by over $2 billion through borrowing. This is a warning from the country's prominent economists.
The cash crisis is also worsening, prompting some businesses to charge in U.S. dollars, though the majority of people are earning salaries in local currencies. Some economic experts have condemned the pricing in foreign currency, warning that the development will lead to unrest and reduction in product demand, forcing companies to operate below capacity, which will ultimately trigger job cuts.
If you wish to join our show right now, call us directly at 001-202-619-2077. The number once again, 001-202-619-2077. Gibbs.
Yes, please note that we are live streaming this show on VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele Facebook pages. We are also on Twitter on VOA Studio 7 and VOA Ndebele. So if you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number 001-202-619-2077. Yeah, kunjalo kumfoti.
Onguka hama wadiwa nasi, tutauti tinge tishitaura nemi. Vatereri nevamwe vari kutionawo paFacebook nenyaya yemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika munyaya dzezveupfumi vakawanda vari kuchemba chema kuti hamuna mafuta ekufambisa dzimotokari mari dziri kutambiriswa vanhu dzishoma asi hurumende iri kuti iri kuedza kugadzirisa matambudziko ose iwaya vamwe vashandi vatotanga kuramwa mabasa vana chiremba vachangobva mukuramwa mabasa kunyange hazvo vamwe vacho vari kuti zvichemo zvavo hasati zvanyatsogadziriswa toda kuti tinziwe kwamuri imi vana vezimbabwe kuti zvinhu zvakamira sei mitengo yezvinhu yakamira sei uye semaonero enyu zvii zvingaite kugadzirisa dambudziko rapinda mumusha Gibbs.
Iye kunjalo kemfowetu zvirokani ndava lingalichona njani lapa rikona tina lapake siyaphila iye esiqoka ngakho lamhla ngokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe siyabona ukuthi ke umnotho ungazanisa ukuqa ngamadolo sibili kunzima. Siyabona ke kulamanye amakampani asethengisa amafutha ezimoto ipetulo phela ngama US dollars. Kuzobuya ke lekunye ke lenye impahla etsheneyo zithengiswa ngama US dollars. Kuzobuya ke uZulu yenangwakhe engenelisi ukuthola ama US dollars wona lawo. So sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani kwenzakala eZimbabwe nxa lifisa ukuthi lingene khona manje kuhlelo lisixhume kule number kumbe ngithi nombolo leyi 001-202-619-2077. Libe kwazi ukuthi sikuTwitter kuVOA Studio 7, kuzobuya ke kuFacebook khona manje VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona la kuVOA Indebele. Ye, kunjalo ke mfowethu.
I think Gibbs with our first guest. Our first guest is entrepreneur and banker and also a member of the ruling party. That is Mr. Gilbert Muponda, a businessman in his own right. Mr. Muponda, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, Zimbabwe. Thank you.
Thank you so much for joining us. Gibbs, you can fire away.
Yeah, thank you, Blessing. So tell us, Mr. Muponda, it seems as if the situation in Zimbabwe is not looking good. We are seeing that there are critical fuel shortages. And, you know, this issue of the bond notes and the U.S. dollars, tell us what is going on, really.
Oh, okay, Gibbs, thank you for the question. Obviously, the country is going through a difficult and challenging time financially, which is you've seen some fuel shortages and prices going up. I think this is generally a result of a prolonged misalignment of financial fundamentals for the country. Basically, what has been happening over the last 5 to 10 years is that we've been importing more than we're exporting. And our imports generally are 2 billion above our exports. If you look at the vehicles, for example, the number of vehicles, this second-hand used cars from Japan that are now on our roads, you can see that I think we now have close to 2 million cars, and about a million of them are second-hand cars coming from Japan, which came in the last 2 to 3 years. And that alone shows that there's a lot of money that has gone out of the country permanently. And on top of that money that has gone out, that has increased the demand for fuel in terms of those vehicles that are now on the road. So those adjustments haven't really gone full time into the economic structures of the country, that we had a capacity to handle about a million vehicles. But now we've got roughly 2 million vehicles. So, and the vehicles keep coming, even though now that you have to pay duty in US dollars, people still find some ways, because you have relatives overseas. You know, you've got people in the diaspora, they still send vehicles, then they can send the money for the duty. So the amount of vehicles that we're seeing on our roads continues to increase. Then also on some of the basics in Zimbabwe, we are importing some things that we shouldn't be importing. These are things like, say, cheese, butter, margarine, soft drinks, in some beers and things like that. You know, consumables, tissue paper, things that we should be manufacturing in Zimbabwe are being imported. And that continues to cause pressure on our balance of payment position. And that then transfers into the financial market in terms of the forex market, where you have the local currency or whatever currency you are using. It becomes very unstable because you are not producing enough for yourself. You are producing something and then you have to buy from outside. And the money keeps going outside. So this is what has caused this financial imbalance. This is pressure that's been building up for years. It's unfortunate that it has blown out of proportion right now, but this has been building slowly over the years. As I've said, you've seen our tobacco has gone up, the production, but it's not gone up at the same rate at the rate at which we've gone in terms of the imports, because we are exporting a bit of tobacco, which is very high now, but still the amount of imports that we've been importing continue to go up. So that is what has caused some of this financial challenge. So generally, as Zimbabweans, I think the government has a role to play, but as Zimbabweans, there's a culture that we need actually to review in terms of importing things that we can be making locally. We need a very practical approach in terms of import substitution. We need to start making local products. You know, some of the soft drinks that we drink are imported when we've got local substitutes. So there are some of those consumption habits that we need to make sure that we are not doing things like that as a country. It's not really much to do with the government. The government has got certain rules that it can place, but as Zimbabweans, we've got a general preference of imported things. That if I give you an imported wine, in the local wine, you prefer the imported one. If I give you imported water, because of its label, you are going to go for the imported water. For cheese, the same thing. For milk, the same thing. So there are those things that we need. I think the Buy Zimbabwe campaign is really out to go out there and educate Zimbabweans that, look, if you are buying a local product, you are creating a job for your fellow Zimbabwean and you are retaining the wealth in the country. If you are then importing something like cheese or importing something like eggs, can you not make our own eggs? Can you not make our own cheese? Can you not make our own fresh milk? There are those basics that we need to really look at and review as a country to say, look, our consumption habits healthy for the financial status of our country. So while the government has a role to play, I think individually we need to review things like that.
Thank you so much. For those of you who are just joining us, a good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the nation, looking at the economy and also the political side of things. We are now being joined by our second guest, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya, an independent economic analyst. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, Zimbabwe.
Now, Mr. Ngwenya, it appears all is not well If we are to quote Chinua Achebe, it's things fall apart. This is day 138 of the Emmerson Mnangagwa presidency. Where is Zimbabwe headed? What is the solution to the crisis?
Well, first of all, I want to say to President Mnangagwa and his cabinet that I am totally ashamed of being a Zimbabwean. The abuse that Zimbabweans are going through is unacceptable, it's not right, and it borders on criminality. Mm-hmm. We did not commit a crime by voting these people into office. So we don't deserve to be criminalized and be abused. Spending three nights in queues, in patrol queues, you know, struggling to pay school fees for our children is unacceptable in the 21st century. So to answer your question, I don't think we are going anywhere. We have a leadership that does not even know how to solve a problem. We have a leadership that does not even know what the problem is. So we are totally annoyed, and it is not right, and we have to find a way of mitigating this unsavory circumstances that Zimbabwe is in.
Mm-hmm. Dube, you heard what Mr.
Yes,
Ngwenya said
certainly,
there.
Yes, mm-hmm. So, Baba Ngwenya, now sitting here, when we are kuti umuntu we Zimbabwe, njalo kuti kumele kuti ngakale kuti ngenziwani, uchoni kona.
Yeah, pera nga uma utvelu ya vagacha kwelinye ilizwe ungaphuma nje eBotswana uye ngaphe South Africa baye bebuze besithi uvele eZimbabwe kanti vele luhambisa kanjani. Kutsho ukuthi vele abantu abasithungamelayo thina singathi kwaba licala ukuthi uLuk Malaba lo justice lezek yathi yena uMnanga kwalezano PF yawina. So inkinga esikiyo khona lapha uZulu ayingenekiyo uyenza ukuthi thina ngathi singamalema ngathi vele singabantu abangafundanga sihlulwa ukulungisisa umnotho ovele ukhona sawubhilize umnotho sihluleke ukulungisa ukuthi vele abone abantu abakwithayo lapha gabazi ukuthi inkinga yakho ningaphi yikho ngithi mina kuyayangisa ukuthi umuntu ngumzimbabweni ofundile kodwa utshona ulele emngceleni kudinga ipetrol akutshengiseli ukuthi singabantu abahlanganiphileyo.
Yes, I was a colleague. I still remember when I was going to
Tinenge mtere tisata zokera kuna vamponda.
Ye, yeah, utuangu big shot. What says ututin? Mfoe, tukunjan?
Unjan.
Nyapi, ibi zombani bao?
Yama putan.
Ye, yeah, ibi zombani mnumza?
U big shot.
Ye, yeah, ukunjan ke big shot.
Anyapi na put.
Ye, yeah, ubona njan, loko skulma hako la mtlanji.
Lapha kuzima bhuti wami yazi ukuthi sithele nzima so emagangeni ayikhona bhuti wami yazi sithele nzima so asazi ukuthi usizo sikalutholaphi yazi ngoba besithandazeka sazakhalala nokuthandaza
po kodwa kulungiswa njani ke mzala
yazi sesisina sazathembela enkosini kodwa la inkosi ayithenduli bhuti wami yazi ukuthi isimo esisekhaya sibuhlungu kakhulu zima usizi bhuti angazi ukuthi yena ubaba umnafa wakhona akhona waye angasizeli siwa bamithi anikeze umfana lomncane bona ukuthi kwenzakala kunethi
kodwa kungenzakala khonokho
ayi bhuti wami sengizama ukuthi simnene ukuthi ma kuthi ulozelo kithi angasizwela
kodwa ubona zana ngalizwela yini mzala bona ngubona wakho
yazi ukuthi bengicela labo abaseduzane naye abalalela istudio 7 bemtshele ukuthi bakithi sesizile ngoba uyazi bhuti wami kubuhlungu lokho esikubona emabhoda mna ngihamba ngamatraka ubuhlungu kakhulu lokho esikubona emabhoda abantwana bayarepwa bayabulawa kuze manje egoli bayaqala indaba yokuthi bashaya abantu uyabona ngendaba zakhe lundoda
ye kukanya kulo buzima wena ubona zani kungalungiswa njani kodwa baba
esibudwana azinasazizama ukuthi zisele nje bona abaseduzane laye bezama ukuthi emnenge bona abanye ama-opposition party bamnenge laye ukuthi hayi bat abathi sebezile sesizile bakithi sesizile so angazi ukuthi fana sesenzeni ubaba lo bakithi sesizile
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu-ke picture ungadinwa kusasa mnumzana
eh
I swung a cool. So that is Mr. Big Show. Mm-hmm. He's complaining bitterly. He says Mr. Mnangagwa has failed.
Mm-hmm.
So he should give Chamisa a chance. And
mm-hmm.
he says if Mr. Mnangagwa has got a heart, he should just relinquish power and, you know, let somebody else take over.
Rikatiende kuna vamponda. Vamponda muri kuona senyaya iri kutaurwa nemuterere ari kuti njuga dzinenge dzaremera mutungamiri wenyika.
Aiwa apa njuga dzina kuremera mutungamiri wenyika. Tiri kutaura kuti Zimbabwe yese is facing a challenge. Haisi problem yekuti tingati yaonwa na president. Aiwa president vari kutry kusolve a situation which has been building over time. If you know the Zimbabwe's economy, its structure, Zimbabwe is always a deficit in terms of we have always imported more than we exported.
Mm-hmm.
That has always been the situation since 1980. Mm-hmm. And that keeps building up pressure. And how we've been managing before it is because we had lines of credit.
Mm-hmm.
That would stabilize the situation because you could borrow internationally.
Mm-hmm.
And even local banks could borrow and the government could get some aid and things like that. But because of the environment that we're in, partly because of sanctions and partly because we have some lines of credit that has been removed. That is what this pressure is all about. So we cannot then say that is the president who has failed. That is why I was saying, as a country, what are we producing? We need to produce as a country. We need to increase our production in those things that we can export. Say products like gold, platinum, diamonds, tobacco, horticultural, you know, flowers and things like that. Those are the things that the government has been trying to create an enabling environment. If you look at the tobacco sector, there has been contract farming and also input support to make sure that that product, you know, the output is increased and we can start to earn more foreign currency.
Mm-hmm.
So the challenge remains, even if we put another president, we still need to produce as a country. So this is not something that can be blamed at an individual. As a country, as Zimbabweans, we need to be producing products for ourselves. And then we export some for the world and for the region. But as long as we are importing more than we are exporting, there's going to be current instability. And that will always cause pressure in the market. So right now we're going through a transition where we're going to have current reforms, which have been promised. Those reforms will only take shape once there's production on the ground. Even if you have only local currency, any other currency you might use, you are going to have current instability because you're not producing anything. You are importing basically even tissue paper, cheese, yogurt, all these things, they shouldn't be imported. So this is what I'm saying, that we need the Buy Zimbabwe campaign to really come back in full force and educate some of the things that we do generally as Zimbabweans, that we prefer imports. In terms of what we are exporting, we also need to do more of value addition because we are at the present moment, we are exporting, say, raw tobacco. We could make much more if we export this as processed cigarettes. You know, when we are exporting gold, we are exporting the raw gold. We could earn more if it's processed jewelry. The same thing with diamonds. We need to polish them and add value and things like that. So these are processes that take time. That is also if the president implements his policies, which are clear and it will take time. But this is what has to be done. We need value addition. We are making some products, but we are exporting them as raw products. And that is exporting jobs and exporting some of our money, which we should earn because we add value to it. We need beneficiation. So some of these things take time, and they are going to be painful. But in Zimbabwe, we really need to be aware and alert of it. If you look at every border right now, there are cars that are coming in. You know, new cars, old cars, used cars, all sorts of cars are coming into the country. And those cars require fuel, and this fuel is imported. So there are things that, you know, don't require a rocket scientist to say, look, this situation is going to build pressure, and it's going to become unattainable. And this is where we are now, and we have to make these adjustments. This might be at an individual level, at organizational level, and at a national level to say, look, in Zimbabwe, what are our priorities? Should we be importing second-hand cars from Japan, or should we be importing equipment to manufacture tissue paper, equipment to manufacture exercise books? Exercise books right now are coming from Zambia. You know, things that we normally use to export are now coming. My hair is coming from Zambia. Things that we actually made in Zimbabwe are now being imported. So this pressure has to go away, and we need to review that. So it's not a good thing to just say, look, the president, the government, the premier, without actually reviewing, even if you look at your own expenditure, fashion or your consumption, fashion or your pattern, and say, look, what am I actually consuming in my household? This tissue paper, this excise book, this shirt I'm wearing, you know, this tie I'm wearing, these shoes I'm wearing, these are all imported stuff. And what are we exporting? Not much. So we need to review that. We cannot just look at the government and say government should solve everything. The government should just create an environment where you can thrive as a business. Hence, with things like the export processing zones, the special economic zones, where the country is now divided into various sectors to say, look, if you are going to invest in a certain area, you're going to get incentives, and produce something for export, you get an incentive. Those are the things we should be pushing. These things are not easy because they take time, because we're not competing on our own. There are other people, other countries that are also doing the same.
So we
need to really review what we're doing.
Thank you, Mr. Mponda. Please do stay on the line. Tinemwe mtereri, Mkoma Denson, Gwaradzimba, Makadi.
Tiripo magadi kwa Shamararo Studio 7.
Aiwa isu tirinani zvemutowa kumwaka oma kumwe munyoro. Tipe pfungwa dzenyu.
Alright, chokutanga ndoda kumurosa mukoma Rejoice Ngwenya.
Mukoma Rejoice.
Da, tinotenda.
Dambudziko ratinaro ka. Ndere denial syndrome. Mukatara vanhu vanotitonga vane tsika yekuramba chero chino. Mukatara kumashure 2008 vamugabe chavo vakambotiti kana muchifunga kuti munyika hamuna dhiziri enda unorarama mugwagwa uchione kuti hautikwi. Enda apa ndiri kunzwa vamuponda vari kutaura nyaya yekuti kwai tiri kuimporta everything hatisi kuexport. Takatanga rini because isisu initially we were a bread basket of Africa.
Vagwaradzimba vanhu vanosikangalisa ipapo we a bread basket of the SADC region, kwete Africa.
SADC region, that's right. That end. Export isu. Maruva chaiwo ta exporta chibage taita everything kana mota zvacho dzavari kuti takutora mota ku Japan ko vana Mazda mota serva na wheel sales zvakaenda kuti anomaona kuti ndopane dambudziko havasi kutenda kuti chi takaputsa dende redu rataiva tinaro. Saka kana iwo ukange une dende rako rokunocheresa mvura kutsime rikaputsika, kana wava kunokumbira kumaraini woblema wokumaraini kuti ndaakuzokumbira kwamuri nokuti rangu rakaputsika. Ndiwe pachako unenge uri kelesi wakaputsa mudziyo wako wokushandisa. Ndopatine dambudziko ipapo. Nekuti vanhu vari kutonga nyika yedu vane problemu yekuti havatendi zvinhu zviri pachena. Fungai kana munhu achiti kana muchiti hapana fuel enda unorara pamugwagwa tione kuti hautsikwi nemotokari here. Zvairevei izvo.
Haiwa tinotenda zvikuru.
Dambudziko izvezvi vamuponda ivava vari kungoramba zvinhu zviri pachena kuti fuel hakuna. Nyika yakatoondongwa nevanhu vari kutonga nyika ino, kwete kuti kuda it's natural kuti tofara kushaiwa fuel. It's natural kuti aiwa
tinotenda zvikuru vaGwaradzimba nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. What Mr. Gwaradzimba is saying there is that there is a denial syndrome in government. He's saying there's a serious crisis and government officials seek to downplay the problems facing the country, shifting and blaming others. Gibbs.
I think Mr. Ngwenya is ready to come in here. Mr. Ngwenya.
Right. You see, I don't know whether Mponda stays in Zimbabwe or is outside the country. You know, this country was operating at full capacity. We inherited a country that had full capacity production because of import substitution. Now, as Jeff has just said, that we used to export just about everything, you know, horticulture, you know, used to export rail wagons and, you know, the heavy industry was operating until ZANU-PF then came in with the model of plundering property rights in 2000. This is where everything went wrong. Look at the dilapidation of the commercial farming. Because Zimbabwe is an agro-based economy. So by tinkering around with that, with the property rights which are related to farming, through the so-called land reform, that whole, you know, element of destruction then set a domino effect. This is why even the international community had a problem now sustaining our production and our markets, because they had no confidence in our property rights. So the policy reform that should be talking talking about is to do with restoring the property rights and restoring the free market economy to ensure that we start recapitalizing and having confidence. The international country, the global world having confidence in Zimbabwe. But that has to do with the policy reform. That is squarely on the hands of ZANU-PF and Mnangagwa. This is why he was voted for. So this whole dynamics that we are failing to export because the international community does not want to give us money because of sanctions, it is because we plundered the property rights in 2000. So the international community and the banking world has no confidence in us. The policy reforms that he's talking about, if we look at what Gideon Gono did to our monetary policy, he was running a political bank instead of reserve bank. So we lost our currency. We have lost our capacity to produce local commodities. We are exporting tobacco. We are exporting gold in its commodity form because we have no capacity to produce. We have no capacity to attract foreign direct investment that comes with capital. So those are the kind of things that we should be looking at. It's policy environment that should be changed by ZANU-PF, not by the Americans.
Regai titore mwe mutereri nekukurumidza mukoma Courtney makadi. Mukoma Courtney?
Yes, ndinokunzwa.
Ya, tirikunzwa itaura izvenyu pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini pfungwa dzangu kwatine Zimbabwe chandinoona ka. Hapana na watinoenda kana tina kuindija nevarungu vatakadzinga paipai pamugore ra 1998-99 pakutora lendi paipai. Tingataura kuti hanzi yezi zvakadai. Hapana kana wani watinoenda. Pozi vanotarisa zvinhu zvezvino vatinoimpota chikafu chese chatiri kudya muZimbabwe. Chiri kurima nevarungu vari kusouth Africa, mawhite farmers vari kusouth Africa. So isusu tikatadza kubedza varungu chete hapana chinondofamba kana kawani.
Asi mukoma Courtney, munoziva here kuti varungu ivavo kuti vachizotange kunyatsorima vakatora makore angatosvike zana 100 years chaiwo kusvika zvinhu zvanyatsofamba zvakanaka?
Havana kutora makore zvana mukoma. Varungu vakatabhusta farming ma1950s.
Vanga vatanga 1913.
But anombotora makore akareba kudaro.
Mukoma Courtney, Mukoma Courtney, mukatarisa pakauya varungu vakatadza kuona goridhe pavaifunga kuti Rand Belt rinosvika iro kuZimbabwe, vakabva vatanga kurima kuma1907, 1908 vanga vakutogadzira mabhenga avo aingobatsira varungu. Zvakatora nguva wakawanda vakatokundikana kusvika vazonyatsokwenenzvera.
Vai vasiri serious nekurima because Zimbabwe yange yakazara nemhuka chete. Vainge vasiri kubata nzou, zvipembere, shumba nekuita sei. Farming yazotaa kuma1950s ndovazotaa kuita farming. Isusu tivanhu vatema tatotadza kuita farming. Takatangira pamusorosoro chaizvo taangobvuta zvinhu zvaingoti zvaingomukaka chiri zvaingomuterendende. Vatanga kutengesa vatanga kutengesa simbi dzadzi dzavarima ana baba vedu vakatora mimba. Vatanga kutengesa simbi vaitengesa vanasiya soo kumusika kumbari musika mutema. Dzimwe simbi dzichienda kuna Zambia kuti dzichienda kuna Mozambique. Dzimwe dzichiya kuno kusatarurwa tiri zhinji isikirepu nekopa yese yasiyiwa nevarungu. Saka vanhu vatema takauraya nyika yete takadonhedza nyika yese vari mafuwai mablack farmers ese vakadonhedza nyika hanisa kunyepa. Fertilizer vakapiwa vaipiwa fertilizer namukabe right now ndakamboitawo zvekuita se zvichikoronyera pamusika pambare panapana ndinaari kumahofi kutasaoma10 andozokara kudira remazita vanovirwa vamujeri right now vaipiwa fertilizer emahara nehurumende yamugaba handiti veiwonikirina vinzekuti vaite farming vaakuitengesa kumozambique vamwe ari vava vamwe vachitengesa kumusika mutema kumbare. So nyika inobudirira pakaita sei pakadaro. So ndozvamuri kuona kuti takadonha zvika iri panyaya yefarming. Hakusi kuti takatotora lendizi pamusoro kuti varungu vari vakataka pazero.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Courtney.
Zvinoita basi,
tinotenda zvikuru. Thank you Edward. Courtney is adamant. Because I mean, if you look at the economic history of Zimbabwe, you discover that the white farmers went into serious farming
around
1907, you know, after, because they thought they would discover gold in Zimbabwe, you know, extending from South Africa, Johannesburg. But when they did not discover the gold,
they went to
that's
farming.
When they turned to farming, which is around 1908, 1912, their own land bank. But my argument was that, you know, most of the white farmers actually failed. And the few that remained, we were talking about 4,000, they were helped by the government. And they succeeded, but it was after a long time, decades and decades. But of course, it also is a valid argument, is saying that, but we, as or Zimbabweans, Zimbabwean black farmers, did not start at the same level. They started at a higher level, but he is arguing that, you know, most of them were stripping assets. You know, everything that the white farmers had built over the years, they came there, they looted everything, they were selling copper and everything. So they, instead of building, you know, from where the white farmers had
looked,
they destroyed everything. So Zimbabwe is now back to 1907. Tineme Mtereri, Samanyemba, Magadi.
Samanyemba, amen.
Aywa, isu tiripo zvedu. Samanyemba, tipe upfungwa dzenyu.
Nyaya iri kuitika ndeyekuti they failed to manage zvinhu zvavakabvuta. Saka ivo vangakwanisa kunotsvaka zvimwe zvinhu sei zvavanotambura kuti vave nazvo. Ivo vakabvutadza kushandisa open check yavakanga vabvuta, because varungu vaya pavaitiza havana chavakatakura ka. Vakasiya zvese, mombe, vamwe vakatosiya mari yavo in cash iri mudzimba. Vamwe vakasiya mota pafarm papa about 15 vehicles, matractor and machinery yese. Saka handisi kuziva kuti vanhu vanoti vachadevelopa kunyika ivo vakasiyirwa yakanaka kudaro, vozoda chii chimwe chavanotsvaka chavakanga vasina pakabva varungu? Ii chandinotoona ndechekuti maybe vanhu varipori defensive vanongoramba vachida zvanotivefavo ndevaya vanhu vakanga valuta. Saka they want to defend zviupfumi zvavakanga vakwanisa kuchichengetedza zviya zviyazvi, ende zvimwe zvakangotorwa nemadofu vana chinotimba vakangonoorera kwakungotora vasina kana kumbodzidzira kuti business management yakaitwa sei, machinary unit wa sei, kwakungoluta kwakungoinda kwakutofamba vachipa hama dzavo, and votora mapurazi akati wande wande, votanga kuroora vakadzi. No production is taking place on the ground.
Tinotenda zvikuru Samanyemba, asi kazhinji hatizokurudzira hedu kuti titaure mazita evanhu vanenge vasipo panapa kuti vazvidefende tichiti vachinotimba vakazodai. Iyo vasipo tinogona hedu kungotaura in general, tisingadome mazita, anzi vanhu havatauri mazita usiku. Asi tinotenda zvikuru Samanyemba. Of course, Samanyemba is also supporting Courtney's argument that, you know, the properties on the farms, you know, were vandalized. And he's saying there is no way that you can't expect people who are looting to develop the economy. So he's saying that is the root cause of the current crisis. It reminds me of some war veteran friends of mine who always insist that, you know, not everyone went to war because they wanted to actually liberate the country. Some were common criminals, they just crossed the border so they are always bound to be bad apples.
That's right. Games. So now I think we've got a caller. What to start again? Uba Mbonga and Stole. Baba Stole, uchona njani?
Uchona
njani. Ubona njani kwenzakale Zimbabwe kona manje?
Hayi, kwenzakale Zimbabwe kubuhlungu kakhulu. Akubuhlungu kakhulu ngoba hayi, ngene bawubhekisisa hayi, akunanto elungayo.
Ye, pela
abalandelungayo.
Ye, abalandeli bebadla lezanu PF bathi hayi ngabantu bonke phela beZimbabwe okumele befake umlando ukuthi abaguquli okwenzakalayo. Hayi khona ukuthi kumbele ithi izanu kuphela. Kunjalo.
Hayi, izanu yona inamanga, inamanga, uvele bakhuluma amanga. Kathi abasembusweni ngobani? Abaholayo ngobani? Angithi yibo abachashwayo. Ama-ministers ngawezanu, ama-MPs ngawezanu awenayo, i-council ngezanu awenayo, i-senegi izanu awenayo. So kutsho ukuthi yiwo abarulayo iZimbabwe. So abantu bona bazongenela bethi bayizani bona kuyiba ama ministers aholayo. Ama ministers aholayo ngayizani uPF yokufanele bathathe umsebenzi zawo nje ngahle ngendlela yini. So izani yona bazivikela bona kufanele ukuthi badle basuthu. Kuyinto ebuhlungu kakhulu leyo kubantu beZimbabwe. Izani yona mayihlulekile, ihlulekile. Kayibone nje ukuthi yona izindlani. Bawukuthi babona ukuthi bayehluleka kabawuyise le government yabo leyo. Ukuthi i-government yabantu bonke ke sizama ukuthi sithathe kubobani kuma kulawa abantu abafundileyo abangekho kwezepolitiki. Sidobheka bezepolitiki, sidobheka izani uPF bumbene i-government esiyibonayo ukuthi izosebenza. Ngoba le government kamnanga kwavele wonke umhlaba lowo vele uyawazi. America yavuthi izani uPF, izani uPF. Yahluleka kudala, njalo ngeke bayisize futhi ngemali izani uPF. Ezilongeza izinto zabo bengazange abazilungise zaqonda. Mina angiboni vele kunolutho oluzolunga lapha. Izani yona nje kayisebenzele. Uma kungukuthi ifuna ukusebenzela kayisebenze injalo. Ingathi yona abantu beZimbabwe ngabalungisa umnotho, bazolungisa umnotho bafakwe kuphi? Ama-office ngokwavulela izani uPF kuphela. Abantu beZimbabwe bazosebenza bekuphi bona? Abahlale phansi phela nabantu beZimbabwe bonke babuza ukuthi madoda ngoba i-government nayo le iyahluleka asenzeni kanjani basibuze sonke sizobonisana ukuthi sisebenza kanjani izani uPF kayiyehle embusweni mawukuthi yabona ukuthi iyahluleka sayithuka ukuthi abantu beZimbabwe ngathi nabeZimbabwe bonke basebenze abayehle embusweni
esithole baba
kahle eqondileyo
esithole sibonga kakhulu
ukukhathala kulungele kuyekhethweni ngoba le izani uPF ihlulekile mpela kusiyafika ku-2023 mina ngenye indlela izinto bafizeke ngenye indlela bazobe begijima bona behamba bephaphatheka begcwala amazwe le besiyale 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 basiyale kanti kayisebenzi le abantu abafuna ukuzovula amakhampani eZimbabwe bayazizena akudingeki ukuthi umuntu azahamba ayekuphi abaqale balungise bona ekhaya bekhona bezacela amazwe ukuthi basize
siyabonga Stoli siyabonga
abantu balwisana i-MDC idonseliyani izani uPF idonseliyani so mina angiboni ukuthi kulento ezolunga laphana ezilongeza izani uPF iqhubeka ngokusebenza kwakhona lokho
suthaya kwazwela baba suthaya kwazwela siyabonga kakhulu baba that is Mr. Stole Mbongeni Stole is really Peter as well like the previous scholars so he says ZANU-PF is in power so if it is in power it should actually fix everything that is problematic in Zimbabwe after all he says you know ZANU-PF MP ZANU-PF ministers are getting pay from the people you know taxpayers money so if you are getting taxpayers money why not fix the economy so he says fix it otherwise move no so now I think we've got another caller Slobo Bonkomo baba Nkomo kunjani
iya phela kunjani
siphile kakhulu Nkomo manje namandoda
hayi bathola bakhinile hayi bathinile
yeah ngamafichana ubona njani khona kokwenzakala ekhaya
ku right kakhulu kufuze kube nzima kakhulu ukuthi sisikhiphe izani vela kusafuzanga kukwele muvu kuhlupheka lokhu kufuze kuye phambili lama US dollar ephume phele eZimbabwe abantu beZimbabwe bazenza abafundile bathi balama degrees those are useless papers abafake dustbinini akusincedi ngalutho izolo besithi iZimbabwe kuthiwa yi-bread basket of Africa bekhohlwe futhi ukuthi ayisibo abantu abamnyama kade besenza khona lokhu ngabelungu bona ababacotshayo bana izani ileli gijini semazweni ibuya itshela abantu bakithi betshaya izandla ukuthi siphronise lokhu lalokhu lalokhu ngalokhu kathi wabantu beZimbabwe bengaboni ukuthi bale 38 years bephroniswa manga kodwa umuntu engahamba ephetsheya kwelizwe uma ebuyehle e-airport laphana ube bamtshayela izandla ilizwe enje litele yasinikeza imali sesifuna ukubona i-action not ipromise yamanga izwela intanga encane engalalutho ehluphekayo eZimbabwe ileke igijima ngesibhakeri landele izanu bese sihle ukuthenga amaphenti ezitolo bese sihlukuthenga amaphatapa belala phansi njengenyoka elalutho ufuthi umntwana omncane egolikipa sezanu ihamba ngephatapa elidabukile elikhanyisa umuntu engaphansi ispecial abantu bagide emathebeleland siyayangisa asifabale ukuthi sibe ngopresident kuzabanini lokhu abakhethi besiba ngunumber 3 ikuyini khonoku
kubalani
abangeni bebe ngunumber 1 ayamba ama-failures yini amatemathebeleland adinga ukuthi nditonga mbele inambi yambele ikhalanga kumvela ukuthi esongebuye emathebeleland izanu ayimfake after 23 bantu emathebeleland yayangiswa okwelilandela lisiba ngunumber 3 that while ingazithembi lile number 1 kona lapho liphume loku amatori kulandela ukufakwa ku number 3 akulini
sesizwile
kuyile esigabeni zakini alisebenza likhathwa balincithi imsebenzi emakampanini likhala every day ama manager abuye eHarare wonke liyahlupheka alilalutho
siyabonga nkomo enkomo baba Enkomo baba ungadilela kusasa ube lempela vike enhle siyamazo baba Nkomo. So Mr. Nkomo is saying that people are suffering and suffer should continue, you know. Says if people suffer enough then they will know what to vote for next time. So he says that's the basis of the whole thing. If they are suffering right now, they voted for ZANU-PF. So they must face it. Face the music. So what is that ubaba ocina lapha singakayi?
Ubaba Banda.
Yeah, ubaba Banda. Baba Banda kunjani?
Ngiyile baba unjani?
Ngiyaphila bantu ngapi kona babanda?
Nangisemzansi la eSouth Africa.
Yeah, akuchaya ngamafishane sibili ufake lezidlabu zani baba babanda. Yeah, ubona njani okwenzakala eZimba?
Hayi, yabona izinto ezenzakala ekhaya lezi. Yathi mangakhohle duke. Hayi, into lezi wrong duke ngoba ke uyabona ukuthi umnanga kwamanje bheka ukuthi uyakuphi president manje. Uvakashela amazwe angu-5. Uyazi lapho siphekile thina manje sisebenza lana eSouth Africa kubaleka ekhaya ngendaba zayo so besicela ukuthi uma ngabe yena kuyavuma ashiyele lowo umfana omncane besibone yena ukuthi uyenzani sibone ukuthi uyenzani uma ehluleka naye siyabuyathina isiphi angithi umuntu uma efakwa ngamavoti siyamkhipha ngamavoti manje yena umnankagwa kafakwa ngamavoti kathiswa ngamavoti so yena kashiyele lo mfana bona ukuthi kuyenzakala
kodwa uzamtshela njani njengoba sithi nguyanqobayo phela ukhetha akuphonga uthiwa phela kuzinto lokho
hayi bona ngithisebenzisa lokho abathi ngokwamasiko lokho kuthiwa kuyashiyelwana
ungalibi uchifu ungalibi uduna baba
sengibi uchifu lokunduna lo yibo sokusebenza ukuthi hayi kufanele manje kusale ubhuti ye kufanele kusale ubani bani thina sivota kungangcono ukuthi manje singavoti angithi singavoti silalele bona ukuthi bathini bazokeshiyelana bona ngazi ukuthi manje kuzoshiyelwa bani or uthi wenkaye nalowo naye abuthi ayenze 20 years njalo njalo kusiya phambili but minto engikhalelayo ngayo kuyashiyelwa yena lowo uthamisa umfana omncane sibone ukuthi yena
uyenza njaniigima
phela ikazisathigima phela
hayi siyakuzwa Banda ungadinela kusasa baba sibongile
hayi nami ngicela ukuthi sikhuleke kahle ngomsebenzi iyalela isichapha njalo
hayi siyakuzwa njalo baba so that is Mr. Banda he says President Emmerson Mnangagwa is expected to visit several countries and the question is why he's leaving the country for these nations so he says he should stay at home and fix what is happening and then he says maybe since it appears as if in Zimbabwe now to be a president is like a chieftainship so Mr. Mnangagwa should actually transfer that chieftainship to Mr. Nelson Chamisa because he says Mr. Mugabe failed Mr. Mnangagwa has failed so he suspects that maybe even retired General Constantino Chiwenga wants to be president so the chieftainship may go to him but at the moment try Chamisa according to him
Let's go to Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya are you still on the line
Yes, I'm not lying, gentlemen.
Yeah, what is also coming up, Mr. Ngwenya, you are hearing what some of the callers are saying about Mr. Mnangagwa flying to Eastern Europe. He's going to Belarus, Azerbaijan, amongst other countries, Russia, of course, on Monday. But others are saying if you look at some of those countries, I mean, in terms of their record in democracy, it's not that good, and others are saying those are struggling nations. Maybe for Russia, but they are saying it's a waste of the country's resources. But of course, the president's spokesperson, Mr. George Charamba, said that this is the beginning of what he's calling the re-engagement campaign in 2019, and it will actually help the nation. What is your take?
Like, look, you know, the president has already been all over the world, and, you know, we have been promised a lot of mega deals that have never come to naught. So, in principle, a president of a country does not need to visit another country in order to attract, foreign direct investment. Foreign direct investment is attracted because of local policies, how the policies are manicured. So he can visit all the countries in the world that he can want, but as long as the policy environment at home is not conducive to investment, then it would be a waste of time. So I agree with callers that it is totally a waste of time. He needs to focus at home. We need to focus on currency reform. We need to focus on liberalizing the market so that those industries that are capable of financing themselves can be given an opportunity to do that. So the currency reform is one of the most urgent things to do so that we can stimulate domestic demand. And, of course, foreign direct investment can only be a sustainable alternative if the investment policies are in order and if the property rights are in position. So all those things are not yet. He can talk about open for business, but I don't believe that the international community has confidence that they can invest in this country and they can be able to repatriate their profits without any exchange control regulations tightening around their nose.
Let's bring in Mr. Mponda before we go to our next caller. Mr. Mponda, can you fault Zimbabweans for having these nightmares each time the president says he wants to go to other countries? They are saying that this is exactly what former President Robert Mugabe did, and he came back empty-handed.
Well, okay, before I address that, I think I need to just address what your previous callers were saying about the land reform.
Mm-hmm.
Because last year, we had the highest tobacco ever grown by Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Since Zimbabwe started growing tobacco, last year was the highest. Whether with white farmers, pink farmers, yellow farmers, it was actually done by the black farmers who were given land in the land reform program.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we produced the most maize last year due mm-hmm. to contract farming and command farming.
Mm-hmm.
And we produced enough last two seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So I think we should have that on record.
But traditionally, Mr. Mponda, but traditionally it is those black farmers who have always been producing that maize,
tobacco.
80% of it actually, and the white farmers were producing only 20%.
The farmers living, we had to import maize previously. But that is
no, I am saying, Mr. Mponda.
Or last season. What was that?
Mr. Mponda.
The process of land reform takes time mm-hmm. and in the end we've succeeded. So I didn't want people to say, look, they are basically saying we should give back these farms to the white people.
No, but Mr. Mponda.
But that is not right. We cannot allow that type of thinking.
Mr. Mponda.
It's very complex because the mm-hmm. land reform has succeeded.
Mr. Mponda, when it comes to maize, the black farmers have always been, since 1980, the ones who have been producing 80% of the maize. Tobacco, yes, but certainly not maize. That was actually a failure.
But after the land reform, there was problems in the farming sector. But all I'm saying is that the farming season and the sector is recovered, and it's a positive step.
Mm-hmm.
We can't continue to just bed when there are positive things that have happened and we're not acknowledging them. That is not good.
Mm-hmm.
We can't have a show where we are basically just lampooning people when the state speak otherwise. The land was previously owned by 4,500 white people. Now it's owned by more than 500,000 people who are farming and producing an export crop like tobacco. It is a record crop. So it is something that we should make highlight boost as a success.
Mm-hmm.
Coming to the president's various talks, the president is going about enforcing the manifesto of ZANU-PF and what we agreed.
Mm-hmm.
Is a ruling party that, look, Zimbabwe should re-engage the international community. We can't remain as an isolated country. And this is agreed generally, even across the political divide, that Zimbabwe can't act like an island. We need to engage the international community. The president has been to New York, has been to Switzerland.
Mm-hmm.
He's applied to go back to Commonwealth. He is re-engaging, such that Zimbabwe cannot be looked as a pariah nation. So I don't know what the people exactly want him to do. If he stays home, I can say, look, how are you rebuilding these bridges?
Mm-hmm.
You have to do this because it's going to build confidence that, look, you are living what you promised, that you are going to re-engage the people. You can't re-engage the people from home and be calling them. You have to go there and meet them, talk to them, and show that you are sincere in what you are saying. So
mm-hmm.
the president is doing the right thing because Zimbabwe needs to open these lines of credit and these relationships. We can't continue looking one direction. He has been talking to the British, he's been talking to the Chinese, he's been talking even to the Americans. He offered, when he was in America, the local for the Americans land to invest, you know, that Zimbabwe is open for business. It's not just talk, it's really practical. So this visit, whilst you might think, oh, Mugabe was doing it before, therefore the President Mnangagwa shouldn't be it, I think they are really misdirecting themselves. It will need time, it will need effort, and he has to do it continuously until we start to see results. Zimbabwe has been in a dead state for a very long time. I think over the last 15 to 20 years, Zimbabwe was really isolated. And you can't expect this isolation to fall away in 6-7 months without the president going about and re-engaging these people.
Yeah, he but the question, Mr. Mponda, the question maybe is that it's good to re-engage, but if you are re-engaging with countries you know, that are also struggling, how is that going to help Zimbabwe?
He's meeting everyone. He's been to America.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he reached out to the Americans. The British have sent an info every other 2 months. He has reached out to the British. He has reached out to the EU. He has reached out to Australia. He has reached out to Canada. So why should you not reach out to the Russian bloc? He's going to Russia, and he's going to be in the same neighborhood, some of these smaller countries that you are mentioning. These countries are really like neighbors, you know, amongst themselves. He's just going into one country, which previously was the USSR, if you put it that way. And he's just going there to just open lines. So I don't see why people are trying to make it a big deal as if he's just going east and he's ignoring the west. The president has said he's open for business, and he means that even if it's the opposition, the president has reached out and said he's ready to open an office for the opposition, of the leader of the opposition, and really engage him and also acknowledge him and give him a recognized position. And this is the man who means what he's saying, because he has said he's ready to meet with Mr. Chamisa and listen to his concerns and listen to his ideas and also give him a proper place such that in the governance of issues, his views are heard as well. So the president is really doing as much as he can in terms of re-engagement. While people are really expecting a miracle, these things are going to take time. It's unfortunate that once there are elections, people are really like in a mood to say, because I understand why the people are coming from, because really Zimbabweans have suffered quite, for quite a long time, but we're expecting things to happen too quickly. It's not that. It's a, what we call a crisis of expectations, where people are saying, okay, now you are there, fix everything. You can't fix something that has been damaged over 30 years and you want to do it over 3 weeks. It's not possible.
Thank you.
These are kind of what we're talking about.
Thank you. Regret to remove material. Vamoyo, Magadi. Ai watiripo vamoyo ndofukanya iri mugango mainzwa ngati bvuraudze bvuraudze toni.
Ah ndizai kungoti bate bate kuti yachaka kura. Eh baba ndinoda kutanga neva nekutenda vangu nya. Kuti handiwa ndiwirana womoto ne daily basis vanenge vachitaura. Ndinoda kushavirirana nava mponda kuti there is support and there is reality zviri pa ground. Tinofanira kuparadzisa zvinhu izvozvo zviri two. Then ndoenda kune varume vanga vachitaura nezvekuti masimbi akatsvetwa mumapurazi achitengeswa. Masimbi akatsvetwa mumapurazi achitengeswa nevanhu iscrap. Ende vanhu ivaya vanga vachitaura ndovaiuya vachiba masimbi ivaya vachinotengesa uku. Varimi chaivo chaivo, problem yevarimi, ini ndiri murimi, problem yevarimi ifunding. Isu hatina kwatinowana access azvikwereti zvokurima, no problem. Izvozvo tinombobatirwa necommand, but otherwise vanhu ngavasatishora, varimi varungu vaisapotwa nehurumende yavo vachipuwa zvese zvavaida. Isu tinotozvionera kuti tifide nyika. Ndoti kufida nyika because mbele komandi iyi. Saka ngatipachenjerere kuti vamwe vanotaura pavasina kuswera. Taurai pamaswera. Vanhu ivava mazenda ari mutauni uno ari kuuya achitaura nezvevafuwa ari mu. Isu hatitauri zvezvenhu kutaura zvokurima. Saka ipapoka ngatichenjererei. Asi ndisati ndaenda ndine chikumbiro chimwe chete. Ndiri kuda kukumbira vamunangagwa semurume mukuru, semunhu akarwira nyika yeZimbabwe, kuti chefu, ndinokumbirawo kuti muchiregera basa muende kuzorora. Tarega munhu akawina maelections aotonga nyika. Maelections haawini nekubira. Saka ndinofanira kuti tizive kuti Priscilla Chigumba, I don't know what I'm going to do. Rukmalaba, I was also a Mangaba, a lacoon. Chiwanga is also a Mangaga, a lacoon. Zanam Pierce is also a Mangaga, a lacoon. Musaki Nate and Chitipanajira Nikayu, who, as you never could use Susu, Samuoti at Yaku Vira Nikatakara, that information.
Alright,
mkoma chao stawara ya nyitinzwe, fone nyine ngeru kata kata. Mkoma chao simbo, fambai, fone nyine ngeru kata kata.
Gibbs. So when you talk about farming, it reminds me of one black farmer who actually took over an orange farm.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2 years later, the farm had a new variety of oranges. So it was between a nachis and a lemon. So I don't know what it is called now. Papa Ngwenya, vala kama fichani kona.
Kwenyeso ye agulungitiswe imbona ngati inkinga ekona katese petrol abantu laba abalama business e petrol abaniwe imvumo yokudinga i petrol ngendlela abayaziyo iliberalization ukhulumende engangeneli ukuthi ulungisiswe okwesibili hayi i currency kayilungisiswe i dollar kabilibe khona lilodwa kumbe i bond kabilibe khona lilodwa ngoba nxa kuba kulama currency amabili kuyabe kuphikisana.
So ufaka ngesikhiwa sibili khona kusizwe baba ngwe.
Yes, my two contributions to resolving our current crisis. The fuel crisis must be totally liberalized. Those companies that are registered to import petrol, they know how to secure petrol, so they don't need government to interfere. And secondly, the currency reform is very, very critical. It says that we should retain the US dollar on its own, or we should retain the bond dollar, bond note on its own, because the two currencies conflict each other and are causing inflationary pressure on consumption patterns.
But why is the government refusing to adopt the rand? That will make things simple, right?
Well, the rand is a bit tricky because the rand monetary union in the number of agreements that have to be set together,
mm-hmm.
and of course remember that the rand is very volatile against the US dollar, so it might create some kind of cost push inflation every time the rand misbehaves. It could cause problems to Zimbabwe. So I believe the US dollar is a better reserve value than the rand.
Uh-huh.
Let me go to Mr. Mponda. Mr. Mponda, how can this current crisis be resolved? I was talking to some business captains of industry today. They were saying that they want there to be a free market, not for the government to say the US dollar must be 1-1 when clearly it is not 1-1. And they are saying the RTGS, the bond notes, can exist with the US dollars provided the market is allowed to determine the price. What is the way forward? Mr. Mponda?
Hello?
Yes.
First, we could adopt the rand. Mm-hmm. South Africans, and I'm sure they are ready to accommodate us in terms of the rand.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we could keep the bond but devalue it. In terms of it is to say it's 1-1, we might have to just go according to the market forces that say, look, for 1-3, and then officially do a devaluation of the bond note.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, we could introduce a local currency, a new Zimbabwean dollar currency, and then it finds its correct value.
Mm-hmm.
But however, I still think we need to liberalize the market in terms of, say, the fuel.
Mm-hmm.
We have big companies that are operating in Zimbabwe, like Total,
Zuwa is part of a very big company. Puma is a very big company. Those players, they have got big parent companies that can really supply this product. So I think it might be a question when the government comes up with a proper structure and say, look, get the product and then sell it at a reasonable price and try to manage in terms of there's no profiteering, you know. But I think the government should really get out of this thing of allocating forex to these people. Because
thank you, Mr. Mponda. Thank you. Unfortunately, time is not our best ally, and we have to end it here. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Gilbert Mponda, businessman, and also a member of the ruling ZANU-PF party, independent economic analyst Rejoice Ngwenya. Thanks to our viewers and also our listeners and our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu, saying have a blessed weekend.
And don't forget tomorrow, FC Platinum versus Orlando Pirates at PF. This is Skip Stube in Washington, D.C. Bye-bye.